Join Bloomberg in San Francisco or virtually on May 7th for The Future Investor, Data-Powered Transformations. This 2024 event series will examine how data is not only playing a pivotal role in investment decisions, but serves as a driving force behind the construction of innovative, investable enterprises. This series is proudly sponsored by Invesco QQQ. Register at BloombergLive.com/futureinvestor/radio.
So we caught up with this next guest just about 1 year ago, just as he and his team were embracing traditional TV advertising for the first time. He's a great voice for us on the retail scene, e-commerce, fitness, athleisure world. So much. Great to be talking again with Brian Berger. He's founder and CEO of Mack Weldon, the digital retailer. Not just digital, though, because they've got a store. I've been to it. He's on the phone in New York City. Brian, good to have you back with us. How are you?
It's great to talk to you, Carol. It's been too long.
I agree. So what? Go ahead.
And I always follow the aerospace guys. It's a tough act to follow.
Why is that? Well, listen, what I love about what I do is that I get to talk to people from all different worlds. And if I add it all up together, I get a clearer picture of what's going on in our world. So help me out here. Yeah. What are you guys seeing? You're so tapped into the consumer.
Yeah, it's, consumer appetite's been really strong. I mean, we talked last as we were kind of heading into the pandemic and the quarantine, and we weren't really sure how that was going to impact our business for a lot of reasons. We're fortunate in that we were kind of in the right product category with the right business model to sort of meet the customer where they were at the time, which was really all about comfort and loungewear and sweats and many of the products that we sell. And, you know, and similarly, as we kind of come out of this and people, guys specifically, start thinking about, you know, getting back to, you know, normal life, we're seeing similar levels of enthusiasm, you know, with our product line, which really runs the gamut. I mean, we like to say that we're not a lifestyle brand, we're a brand for life. And so you really have products that run across the gamut of a guy's wardrobe. And so we're seeing a lot of enthusiasm from customers around categories like chinos and outerwear and things of that nature, in addition to all of our core, you know, underwear, socks, and t-shirts.
Well, having said that, Brian, like, right, we all had to pivot. And I know you guys did too during the pandemic. I think for most retailers initially, it was like, oh my God, what's going to happen? The world, you know, what a crisis. We're still in this crisis. It's obviously a different place as we work our way through it. But, you know, companies, retailers, everybody adapted. You guys did as well. What have you learned over the past year?
Well, we learned that we were able to get a lot done with minimal resources and sort of not being together. And we learned something that I think we already knew on some level, but really that, you know, we had to be as dialed in as possible to our customer. That is something that, you know, we practice, you know, all the time. But it was a time when it was really, really important to be very plugged in to customer needs, you know, at a time where people were feeling really uncertain about a lot of things. And so that has been something that we relied upon in good times, and certainly as we navigated the last year and a half, has been something that has guided us, you know, through that period and into where we are now.
Well, so let me ask you about those TV ads. So how did that play out? Was it productive for you all?
Yeah, well, you know, we launched television advertising during the pandemic with basically no new creative capabilities. We recycled existing creative that we had, and we were able to test the channel during a time when all of our other advertising was performing really well, and we really proved it out. And so more recently, actually last week, we launched our kind of second iteration of television advertising, and it's really a completely different approach where we are looking at television as more of a top of funnel marketing brand awareness driver to help hopefully spur better awareness and better conversion across all of the type of market, all the marketing touch points that we have. So this is a bit of a pivot off of that, right? The television ads we did during the pandemic were very similar to the ads that we run on like Facebook, which is really like, buy this product, it's really awesome. And this is why. The campaign we're running now is called Buy Some Time, and it really taps into the customer mindset of our guy, which is one where they really value time, they really value efficiency,
right.
They really value anything that enables them to make their life more productive. And we found that a lot of guys love our brand because we enable that, right? They
right.
know what they're going to get when they come to us.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal wherever you get your podcasts.
And watch on Bloomberg Originals, Bloomberg Television, or BTV Plus.
So, Brian, you were talking about, you know, the second iteration of TV ads for you, and it is a very different type of campaign. And I have to say, I was talking with the Belvedere Vodka CEO earlier today, and they, too, you go back a few years, it was a very kind of sexy campaign with the vodka, and now it's all about their natural and organic ingredients, and it's all about going back to nature, and it's what consumers wanted to know, like, what is your brand stand for? And it sounds like you, too, are kind of like, hey, this is what we're all about.
Yeah, it's all about time and efficiency and this concept of, you know, leading, you know, our guys have spent a lot of time trying to understand our customers during the months, you know, of quarantine. And one of the things that really, you know, bubbled up to the top was that these guys are real efficiency seekers mm-hmm. across all aspects of their life, this notion of leading a well-designed life. And so for us, that really felt like a really good way for us to distinguish ourselves, you know, and our products and how we deliver them to our consumers, you know, in a world where there's an ever-growing sea of near peer, you know, competitors and so on, similar types of value proposition. And so it's early days, but we're very optimistic about, you know, about the campaign and what it will do for the brand.
I know, I was just thinking, I'm like, how's it working? And I'm like, they just rolled it out, so it's early.
Yeah, I mean, early signs are positive. You know, you know, one of the good nice things about a business like ours is, you know, the data is really much, very much at our fingertips.
Yeah.
So we're able to look at, you know, search volume, traffic to the site, you know, conversion rates, performance of other types of, you know, digital marketing campaigns. So early signs are positive. The other big shift for us, Carol, in mm-hmm. this campaign is, you know, relates to how we're merchandising product. We're positioning all of our products, you know, as we've migrated from just purely underwear and replenishment basics and socks to more of a full, you know, broader collection of apparel, it's this idea that our products are all part of a system. And so anything that you buy from us is designed to go with other products. And so we're making it really easy for consumers to not only find what they like, but to understand how that product fits in with other things that we make. And the idea there is, again, just to make it really easy for them to shop. And also, you know, for a digital brand, it's important that we're able to tell a bigger story than just one product. Different if you have stores, people can walk in and have a full
right.
immersive experience. Online, it's different.
You know, Brian, I really think you're hit on something. I own some of your things, have worn them. And, you know, what's interesting is the pandemic to me, I have looked at my wardrobe personally and been like, I don't need all this stuff. Like, I need a simpler right. world, and I want things that I really love, that are comfortable, yep. that are quality. And it's interesting, and I feel like you're seeing that. I'm hearing and having those conversations with a lot of individuals who are just like, I had too much stuff, a lot of it I don't need, and I want to simplify my world. And I think that's the approach that you guys are you're tapping into something that's going on in a bigger way.
It's this concept of fewer better things.
Yeah. Sounds like my mother speaking to me.
Less is more.
Exactly.
No, I mean, you know, again, for us, you know, again, our customer behaves a certain way, and we're trying to play, you know, cater to that.
Hey, one thing, you know, you shared some notes with us about the direct-to-consumer playbook being broken. Privacy policies are dampening ad efficiency. Unpack that a little bit for me.
Yeah, I mean, you know, everybody, you know, with the new iOS released, I mean, every single app that you open is now asking you whether or not you want to give that app permission to track you wherever you go, whatever you do. And I would say a majority of people are saying absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that, Facebook and Google are losing, namely Facebook is losing its ability to track you as you you know, go about your digital life. And, you know, part of the reason why Facebook's been so successful is because they have so much data on us. And they know where we've been, and they're able to target ads based upon that in real time. And so that goes away, and it really significantly changes the ability to target advertising through digital channels. And so it's forcing all e-commerce companies to kind of rethink how they go to market. And for us, it was all pretty timely anyway, because we were, A, diversifying our marketing mix to channels that aren't necessarily as impacted, like television and radio and other places.
Right.
But also distribution channels like retail. And in our case, you know, we've done very little wholesale, but we're also making a bigger push there as well. Just again, to cast a wider net.
So I got to ask you about the store in Hudson Yards here in New York City. I've been there. It opened back, I believe, right in March of 2019. How's that going? What's the thoughts about retail expansion, brick and mortar?
Yeah, we're very enthusiastic about retail expansion, and you can expect to hear a lot more from us. Perhaps the next time we talk, mm-hmm. We'll have a lot more to talk about with respect to that. Hudson Yards was uniquely impacted by the pandemic because the traffic there is almost exclusively commercial office workers and tourists.
Right.
And so obviously we were closed for a while. We opened back up in September. It's been slowly climbing, and we are believers that, you know, if anyone's going to get it right, it's the team there and the team at Related. And we're obviously very supportive and very committed to being a part of the rebound, which we expect will be, you know, from Labor Day forward, after Labor Day forward, which it seems like, at least from a commercial office perspective in New York, that's when everybody is really going to be enacting their, you know, their go forward plan with respect to hybrid work or whatever right. The case may be.
Hey, just got about a minute left here. Two quick things. Workers, can you get the workers you need, or are you having to pay more wages? And is your supply chain, is that all working?
So with respect to workers and the team, our issue is not, you know, related to, the issues that hourly workers are facing. It's more just the general talent competition.
Yeah.
There's really high demand for high quality talent. We're part of that, and, you know, so we're competing hard to get the best people in here. As it relates to the supply chain, interestingly, we didn't have a ton of impact throughout this period, but we are starting to see now there are some impacts in Southeast Asia and some of the places where we produce, like Vietnam and Thailand, where they're having some COVID outbreaks that are impacting certain deliveries. And then, of course, shipping delays everywhere and costs, of importation and logistics are going through the roof for everyone.
Listen, like I said in the lead-in, we learned so much, and you really just cover a lot of ground. So great to have you here. Come back soon, Brian. Brian Berger, founder and CEO of Mack Weldon, joining us on the phone in New York City.
What could you do if your data was working for you and not against you? With Bloomberg delivering enterprise data directly to your systems, you get easy access to the details you want, optimized for higher-level analysis, and financial data experts committed to helping you maximize your every move. Our data is made for more, so you can show the world what you're made of. Visit Bloomberg.com/enterprise data to learn more.